Blog Talk Radio. WDMV Radio. Every Tuesday at 8 p.m.,
I love you.
Smooth jazz and conversation really turns me on.
I want you here with me.
Thank you. Corner.
Gunjani.
Dumelang.
How's it?
Hello.
And you're listening to the DJ Mr. E Show.
WDMV Radio's DJ Mr. E, Jazz and Soul Cafe. What's happening, everybody? Officially taking this opportunity to welcome everybody to the show, man. Kicked it off with like a 20-25 minute set, man. Kept it real long this time, you know, just getting warmed up, getting everybody in place and hoping that we have a great show, man. Kicked it off this evening with the mighty, mighty OJs and some Alex Boo Young, some Avenue Blue, track by I'll Be Good to You by Boney James, and then I'll Be Good to You by the Brothers Johnson. That's how we getting it in right here on Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio, man. Got a great guest in store, man, tonight. A friend of mine, Mr. Brian Mills from Secret Society. Brother, I actually have been calling his group a super group because that's actually what they are. And I believe he's online with us now. Let me check. WDMV, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Ease, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, Brian? How you feel, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Good. I'm doing great, man. I hope everybody can hear us. I can hear you clear, so I'm pretty sure everybody can hear us. And we're good. Mr. Brian Mills, ladies and gentlemen, from Secret Society. Hey, let me kick it off, Brian, by asking just a couple of questions, man. The name Secret Society, where did you get that from?
That's a great question. A lot of people ask that. You know, it doesn't have any hidden meaning or any real value other than the fact that it does make people ask about it. And that's really the effect that I wanted. I just wanted to have something that was a little bit slick and different. And, it intrigues people to ask, what does it mean? And there is no real meaning or hidden agenda, man. It's just a name that I came up with that I thought would make people think. If I really had to assign a meaning to the name, I mean, the society that I was trying to create with the Secret Society, it's just something that's bringing back old values, man. When we come to our shows, you know, the band is very courteous and polite to people. We're very engaging. The song selections that we do, I think, are a little bit different and out the box. Just good old-fashioned values that I think that people appreciate in this day and age. And it's just something that's almost, you know, outdated. And it's a shame that it is that people don't do those, that don't have those same values that your grandparents and those had back in the day. I'm just trying to bring back that old-school flavor, man, that society that's almost lost.
Well, man, I know one thing. It's no longer a secret. If you were a secret before, you're no longer a secret. Every show that I come to, man, it is jam-packed, and you guys are rocking the house. Let me ask you this. How would you describe the group, man? Are you a jazz band? Are you a cover band? Are you a funk band? Are you a party band? How would you describe Secret Society?
Man, you know, that's another question that people ask, like what genre would you consider yourself?
Right.
And, man, you know, there's no way to answer that question simply. The best way we do it, and we say it on our website, what we do is what we call feel-good music, and the music that makes you feel good. You know, we take it back to, you know, we do some jazz, we do some funk, we do some disco, we do some R&B, we do hip-hop. We even do top rock and pop 40. We got Sting and The Police and Christopher Cross on our repertoire. So, you know, there's a broad spectrum of music that we do, and it appeals to all ages, you know, ethnics and ethnicities and all those things. You know, we try to cater to everybody. So I would call us genre-less, if there's such a thing, you know, because we just try to cover all different types of spectrums of music. When you talked about being a cover band, I did want to expand on that a little bit. You know, we do right now at this point, we do covers, and we do a lot of covers. But the objective, the plan of the group really was to start off as a cover band to really, you know, gain the attention of people, because people like songs that they know. People appreciate stuff that they hear. So the strategy was to come out as a cover band and play songs that not only, you know, not just to be a cover band, but to be a great cover band that people liked and listened to, and, you know, try to play songs that are off the beaten path, that are not often played all the time and are recirculated around here, especially in this area. Now that we've got the attention of some people and what we call a following, the next step for us now is to do an original, all original CD, which is in the works. And, you know, as soon as that's out and ready, we'll be sure to let you know that'll be a compilation of all original works from each of the different members of the group.
And that's going to be hot, man. I know a lot of people are waiting on that. We're going to play a couple of tracks here in a second, but what do you think? And as you said, as you call it a following, you have a following, man, and it's huge. I've seen you in different venues around the DMV. I just saw you last Saturday out in Montgomery County. Is your show, that per se, that you do in Montgomery County a different show than you would do at Half Note?
No. I would say no. I do try to gauge the audiences that I'm playing for and try to look at what's happening in the different aspects of age, race, just the area and just the overall demographics, and I try to cater the show towards that. But we do pretty much stick to the same format that we do, the same set that you saw in Gettysburg was pretty much the same set that we would do like at Half Note and Bowie. The only difference is we only had two sets in Gettysburg where we have three at Half Note. So I condensed some things and cut some things, to fit time wise, but strategically and set wise and music wise, no, it's the same set. We try to be the same group wherever we go.
All right, cool. Well, let's play a song, man. You gonna stick around for a minute? We'll be right back in a couple of minutes, man. Let's check out Sure Thing.
Never gotta sweat that. You can bet that. 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 You can be the cash. I can be the rubber band. You can be the match. I can be the view. Boom. Paint a baby. You can be the view. I'm the reporter, baby. You can be the news. And I'm the smoker, we raise the bed, and I'm the joker, burner. You wanna talk? I can be the black boy, you can be the talk. You can be the even when the sky goes falling, even when the sun don't shine. I got faith in you and I, put your pretty little hands in mine. Even when it's down to the wire, baby, even when it's too old time, we can do it, baby.
Never gotta sweat that. You can bet that. 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 Never gotta sweat that.
Happy birthday, Charlie! If you be the love, I can be the fighter, babe. You can be the blonde. I can be the lighter, babe. Burn up, brighter, baby. You can be the coke. You the lyric, baby. You can be the dope. That faith, I'm a sinner. Prize, I'm a winner. It's you. What can I do to deserve that? If a baby, I'll be the pin. You say I'm the one. It's cause you are the thing. It's real, I'm the thing. Even when the sky goes falling, even when the sun don't shine, I got faith in you and I. Put your pretty little hands in the back. Even when it's down to the wire, babe. Even when it's do or die, we can do it, baby.
Good love. She told me that
Jasmine Soul Cafe Radio, on live right now with Mr. Brian Mills from the supergroup Secret Society. Is it okay that I call y'all that, man, supergroup?
Man, I've been hearing that. I've been cracking up every time I hear you say that today. That's fine, man. I mean, I'm honored to have you say that about us. You know, that's what's up.
Hey, man, I truly believe that's your success is destined, man. What are some of the things you believe were the keys to your continued success, or are the keys to your continued success?
Well, first of all, let me give all the praises to my band members. This group was really, really handpicked and a very slow, you know, process. Just like a good meal, you know, it takes time to make something taste good, you know, and having the good ingredients and everything. It's like a good meal if it's prepared. I like to compare the group to a, you know, fine dining. You know, it takes time to prepare something right. And myself and my drummer, Dwayne Thomas, we are the head of the group. And it was just us two in the beginning talking about doing something. And we really took our time to pick the musicians, and we wanted to get the best musicians we could and the most available musicians that we thought would be the best fit for the group. Not necessarily the best musicians in the city, but the best fit for what we were trying to do. Our vocalist, Mr. Mike Madison, he's a wonderful, great, talented guy. This guy does so many things that you've seen us play before, so you know he sings and he raps, and he just brings a really, really strong element to the front of the stage. A lot of shows without him just aren't the same, truth be told, you know. Our guitarist, Robbie McDonald, another really, really talented musician, does a lot of writing, does a lot of producing, and he just happened to be available, you know, and I was very shocked that he was available. But we're, you know, he's a great asset to the group. Mr. Patrick Cooper, keyboard player, keyboard extraordinaire. He's got his own CD out. It's called The Way It Used to Be. You can check it out on pcoopjazz.com. and get all the information for it. We support this brother, man. He's doing big things. We got this right now. We have Dave Dyson. I know most people in this area who know anything about musicians know this guy is world-renowned. You know, he's played with everybody, Jonathan Butler to Will Downing, Michelle and DeGale Cello. I mean, the list really just goes on and on. When people look for bass players, you know, he's one of the guys that's on the list. I mean, he's, you know, he's very close with Marcus Miller and Stanley Clark, Victor Wooten. These guys are all good friends, man, and it's really a blessing to have him playing with us. And, yeah, that's pretty much the group right there. You know, that is the first key to the successes of Secret Society. I mean, it starts there. It really does.
All right, cool. You mentioned Mike. Now, I understand. Now, I've seen you a couple of times, and if Mike is not there, I've seen you maybe bring in two different guys. You know, you had Sugar Bear and another brother come in to replace him a week or so ago.
That's right.
Mike that much, but he's that key to the group. It takes two people to replace him.
It does because this guy, you know, he sings, which is, you know, about 60% of our show is singing, but the other 40 to 45% is rapping. We do a very intense hip hop portion of our show. We do like an old school review, and I mean, he does all the rapping. So anytime I try to get somebody to sub, you know, most of the singers that I find just don't rap, and most of the rappers that I get don't sing. So I need to get at least two people to sub for this guy. So that shows you, you know, his true value and what he's bringing. And, yeah, I brought Sugar Bear in just to bring, you know, just to spice it up, man, just to do something different. So, yeah, there's been times where he has missed a show, and I've had to get three people to fill the gap, if you say. So, yeah, he's an integral part of the show. And I really prefer not doing a gig when he's not available. I like to tell people, hey, we're just not available. If Mike can't do it, we can't do it.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, www.secretsocietylive.com is their website. Speaking of singing, Brian, I mean, I'm kind of hearing you sing a little more, man. Is that
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up. No, man, singing is just not one of the things I was blessed with. My singing is more of a comedic nature as opposed to anything serious, man. I'm just trying to keep it light and, you know, have fun. That's what we do, man. If you don't mind me going back to when you asked me what are some of the successes of the group, the successes, I mean, besides the band members, it really comes from just having a really good time with the audience, making people involved, making people feel that, you know, that they're part of what we're doing. I don't want it just to be a presentation as much as I want it to be a, you know, participation. I want people to be part, feel like they are part of the Secret Society family. When we ask people to check out our website or join our email list, I always say, we want you to be a part of our family. We want you to know where we're going, what we're going to be doing, you know, how we're going to do it, because we want you to be a part of it with us too. And I think that's, you know, the biggest success of it has been, I think, you know, we can really, we're in touch with the people. And I mean, that's, you know, that's where your success is with your fan base. And these are people supporting you and showing you the most love. So you got to give it back, you know, show it back to them. And I think that is really a big key of what we do. I always make it a point to go out and talk to people and shake hands and take pictures and, you know, sign CDs, whatever it is that they want. You know, I want them to feel, I respond to emails. I don't have any kind of, I mean, if I send an email out and someone asks me a question, I'll say, hey, this is Brian from Secret Society. You know, let me answer your question for you. Or if you have any problems, call me directly. I'll give my cell phone number. You can come call me and I'll come get you out the line. I mean, I've done that before because I wanted to let people know that, hey, you know, we're very approachable, and, you know, this is, you know, we're all people, man. We're all out here trying to do the same thing. No one is better than anybody else, including whoever, you know. We just want to make sure that everyone's on the same playing field and feel that they can, you know, relate to Secret Society.
Cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have long. I'm not going to keep Brian long. If you have a question for him, 646-378-0763. Hit us up while we wait to see if anybody's going to give us a call. Let's check out Secret Society with the Vapors.
Of the A-P-O-R-S. The meaning of this word, without a doubt, is nobody wanna beat it when you down and out. Cause once you're established, you got a lot of money. Everybody wants to be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save you. This is the season to catch the vapor. Since I got time, what I'm gonna do? Show you how I spread it throughout my crew. When you on no D-Mills, playing the records, make the music, nobody needs the mic, well, check it. Back in the day before this began, he used to want to talk to this girl named Fran. She's the type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck, jewelry, and his inches in the head. B tried to kick it, she always felt, talk about, nigga, please, you work for UPS. Since he was a no type of big drug dealer, her man B Mills in the pills of her. But now we wear polo and fly valley boots. Every single weekend, asking for a number, she be begging, please. Time for the day to get keys. Check out the vapors.
That joint kind of cut off on me kind of quick, man. Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio on live with Brian Mills from Secret Society. Brian.
Yes, sir.
Quick questions, man. I'm going to let you get out of here in a couple of minutes. Indie artist or signed to a major? What's your preference?
if I had to choose one, indie artist.
And you believe the advantage of being an indie artist is?
Control.
Over your product and
just about everything, man. I mean, decisions, you know. I mean, majors just have a lot of say as to what you can and cannot do. Taking case in point, when Prince was with Warner Brothers, and he had to written that name on his face, Slave. You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And exactly. I don't know what his situation was. But if you got to go out and write Slave on your face to get the point across, I get it. And I think a lot of people got it, too. And it's just, you know, it's very much, that's the best way or scenario I could say to show how that is. You know, I've never had that experience myself. I've never been signed to a label, or, you know, but I do, if you just ask me which one would you rather have, and I say indie all the way just because of the potential of what you can do, can make, can earn. You know, it's a lot more work being an independent artist, but hey, you know, you play hard, work hard, play hard. You know, you're controlling your own destiny. I would definitely do that.
Speaking of the work ethic, if there are any young up and coming artists out there that are, or even artists that are contemplating following in your footsteps and getting into this business, is there any advice other than the general advice, which, you know, continue to hone your craft and continue to work hard? Is there any non-traditional advice that you would give to them if they were deciding to come into the game?
Yeah, I'm glad you put it that way. what I've learned from my experiences as being a musician is that you would definitely want to treat people the way that you would want to be treated in all aspects of the, of your musical career, from you know, the promoters, the sound man, from the top to the bottom, man. You gotta be, you know, these people. You never know who can help you and who can be in your favor. I mean, just to give you an example, I'm a teacher by day. I teach music in PG County Public Schools, and one of the first things I've done is to make friends with all the janitors. And the janitors are, you know, these are people that you might look at as being someone that's not high on the pole, but you'd be surprised at what kind of power these people have. So that's my biggest thing. Treat people with respect, be courteous, be respectful, be kind, and what goes around comes around, and that will help you in attaining your goal. That's the most non-traditional. I mean, it should be commonplace. It's just, you know, it's common day, everyday morals and values. But like I said, in this day and age, some of those times we lose sight of those things and don't realize how important that is. And I think for that reason, that's why Secret Society has had the successes we've had. I've learned so much about what to do in this business from people. And I've also, you know, whether you want to look at it as unfortunate or fortunately, I've been able to learn about what not to do and what not to say, what not to think, you know, and do, and avoiding those things on my way to, you know, what I call my steps of success. What has been my successes has been learned lessons from, you know, prior experiences.
Cool. Are you happy where you are as far as the place you are in your career right now?
Yeah, I'd say happy. I mean, I always have higher aspirations, but right now, the plan that I explained about, you know, the strategy about, you know, how we were going to be successful and coming out as a cover band, gaining fans, gaining a fan base, you know, that plan is going according to plan, and it's on its way. So yeah, I'm happy with the results thus far. I expect good and better things to come, and yeah, I'm happy for sure, no doubt about it.
All right, really quick, man, we're gonna wrap it up in about 2 minutes. You're doing a show next year. It's my birthday weekend, man. Tell everybody about your big show. I mean, I know you got a lot of big shows coming up, but you have a major show coming up next year, Memorial Day weekend, right?
Okay, yeah. When you were talking, I was like, what's he talking about? Yeah, man, we got a really big show. We're going to be going to Playa del Carmen, Mexico, May 25th through the 29th, I think it is. It's a trip. Secret Society will be performing at a really luxurious 5-star all-inclusive resort. This is totally open to whoever would like to go. If you're interested, please, you know, you can visit our website, which is www.secretsocietylive.com, or you can visit www.soulsiestaonline.com. Either site has all the information, all the registration process, the deposits, the hotel website, you know, the pictures and details from last year's trip. We didn't do it last year, but this will be our first time going. But the group, Brothers and Sisters Online, they've been going for like 12 years and are doing this thing 12 years, and we're the first live act that they've had in 12 years. So we'll be the first live entertainment for their trips that they've been doing. So we're really excited about it. It should be a blast. I mean, all-inclusive. The hotel, I understand, is really, really nice. It's a Memorial Day weekend. You know, it's four or five days, four nights. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm very excited about it, and I can't wait to get in it.
Cool. Hey, Brian, I'm going to get you back on the show again real soon, man. Please keep me in mind when you start producing those new tracks.
For sure.
Man, and I'm going to definitely continue to support you, man, and I wish you all the luck and success that you could possibly get, brother.
Hey, man, thank you, E, man. You've been a blessing to me, man. I appreciate you having us on the show, and I wish you the same, man, the same continued success and growth, and Godspeed. We be with you, my brother.
Thank you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brian Mills from Secret Society, www.secretsocietylive.com. Coming up in about 3 minutes, the 9 o'clock quick mix with DJ Jammer. Hey, man, that's another one of those groups that I really love. They had a lot of hits, and I'm going to play some more of them. Not tonight, but we'll get back into Heat Wave, man. That was mind-blowing decisions. 9:03 in the nation's capital, man. Thank you all for listening. Didn't even shout out my people early in the show, man. Been grooving so much and hanging out with Brian Mills. Shouts out to Carol and Stacy. Robbie, what's up, my homegirl Terry. Hey, Margie, Sharan, Akiba. Miss Lynn, and all the guests that are listening this evening, man, really appreciate you guys tuning in. For those guests that are listening for the very first time, this is what we do each and every Tuesday night. So catch me on Facebook, Eric, DJ Mr. E Whitehead, and friend me and join the show, man, and come and check us out each and every Tuesday night. This is how we get it in. My man is in the building, the official DJ of Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio, DJ Jamma. I'm going to let DJ Jamma have you all for about 15 minutes. I'll be right back right after this.
Approach and identify.
WDMV Radio.
Are we on the air, sugar?
Yeah.
You're going to love this.
DJ Jamma. Jamma. Jamma.
WDMV Radio.
DJ Jammer.
Thank you.
turns me on.
Damn, only ones and twos, you know what it is.
Yeah.
DJ Jammer. Jammer. Jammer.
WDMV Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio. Very nice mix there by my friend, the man, House Jammer, Chief Rocker, DJ Jammer. Nice mix, man. Nice mix. Nice mix. Jammer's in the chat room. Along with all my very, very good friends, man. Thank you all for hanging with me. Just a few minutes ago while Jammer was mixing, there were a couple of callers on hold. They hung up prior to the mix ending. If you want to get back with me, call me right now, 646-378-0763. I will take some calls before we get back into the next set. So if you want to hit me back, 646-378-0763. Yeah, I got a lot more music, man. We still got about 30 minutes left in the show. I got a lot more music I want to play. So while I wait on callers, let's jam a little bit, man. Where do I want to go? Oh, Robbie's in the building. Robbie asked for something last week. I think I got that for him tonight. Let's see what's going on. Let's move with the music, man. Let's move.
WDMV Radio. The DJ, Mr. E Show, 8 p.m. Tuesdays, PST.
Before I let go. Before I let go.
Oh,
Bye. you're taking me over. Come on, let me hold you. You said it's alright, yeah.
WDMV Radio, man, that was a nice little set, kicking off with some Frankie Beverly, some Natalie Cole, and some Layla Hathaway, man. I like all three of those artists, and they all make great music. Thank you all, man. We've got about 16 minutes left in the show. I still got a lot of ton of music that I want to get in. So, no callers. Nobody drinking in the chat room. Let's play some music, man. You know how we do. Let's just get it in.
Smooth jazz and conversation really turns me on. WDMV Radio. Nina Tanda, Mr. E. You know what that means in English? That means I love Mr. E.
Thank you. and throw my clothes on. Come get you right away. Can't wait to see you looking lovely. I hope you're thinking of me. Cause all I want is time with you and don't need nothing more.
Computers, no matter where you are around the world, thank you so very, very much. I appreciate you each and every Tuesday night. For my listeners that are here each and every week, and my listeners that are first timers, I appreciate you. Remember, as I say each and every Tuesday night, remember to take care of yourselves and take care of each other, and always remember to push. And by push, I mean pray until something happens.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you? Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job. Be encouraged, boo. Come on. A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. See you next Tuesday night, 8 p.m.